But just as she settled down into the chair to rest, it broke into pieces. This story is thrilling.
The tale of Goldilocks.
The tale of Goldilocks and the three bears. Let's see. What do we?
Bears came home and tore her to pieces.
And ripped her to frickin' shreds. All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 235.
This is a podcast where two drunken hovercrafters play retro games for your amusement. I am hovercrafter number one, and my name is Jurek.
And I am hovercrafter number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're going to be driving around on a little hovercraft as we play a little Donkey Kong Country 3. Dixie Kong's Double Trouble.
Yes. That nailed it.
Nailed it. That name is a mouthful.
I know.
Also, I just like the revelers to know that I did not even practice that beforehand. I did it off the top of my head.
Dixie Kong's Double Trouble.
Yep. But yeah, this game should be pretty fun. I don't know. This is like the Donkey Kong Country that I've played the least. Like, I don't think I've ever beaten it. I don't think I've ever even really tried. Like,
no, I've beaten it at least once.
Okay. I do remember playing it once, like, and getting into it, but I don't think I beat it. I don't know.
It's still enjoyable. Yeah. I mean, we'll get into it, but.
Yeah. Yeah. But before we get to Donkey Kong Country 3, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going good. As we record this, it is January 1st, 2021.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Indeed.
Even though this will come out a week into the new year, but
right.
That's okay.
So last night was New Year's Eve. Obviously much more low key than
normal
years.
Mm-hmm.
But so yeah, me and Abby just we hung out. We ate a bunch of food covered in cheese.
Yeah, you revelers. Jurek sent me this video of this cheese fondue fountain thing they got going.
Not even fondue, or
I don't
know. Nacho cheese.
Well, I know, but isn't that like a fondue thing?
I don't know if it counts as fondue.
What is fondue?
I mean, we can call it fondue because
is that just
it sounds
dipping?
Fancier and. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, anyway, it's this fountain of cheese. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, instead of a chocolate fountain, we did it with nacho cheese. And dipped a bunch of really unhealthy shit in cheese.
I mean,
it was great.
I bet it was awesome.
So yeah, we did that while watching. We watched Infinity War and Endgame.
Oh.
But we timed it out so that right at midnight, Iron Man snapped his fingers and
made it 2021.
Yep.
How? Oh my gosh!
I looked up on the internet exactly when you would have to start it, and you started at 9:29:30.
9:29:30, was it
exactly, yeah, right. So we were also on Animal Crossing for the thing, and right when it got down to zero, Iron Man snapped his fingers,
and 2021
and 2021
happened.
Began.
Nice. Yeah, New Year's.
So yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
I'm good.
I also celebrated New Year's. Been hanging out with a nice young lady lately, so that's been fun. and good, you know, good for me. I'm
good for me.
Well, I don't know.
That's
like,
good for you.
I don't know. I haven't really dated anyone in a while, and like,
right.
It's been going well though, so that's good. But yeah, so we hung out last night. We went over and did a socially distant hangout at another friend's house, which was good. Pretty low key New Year's though. I don't know.
Yeah. I would hope most people's were.
Yeah. but yeah, that's really. I have had the whole week off, and I literally did nothing except for play video games this week. So speaking of Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I started playing a game yesterday that I got on Games Pass.
Nice.
Called Monster Sanctuary.
Oh, I didn't look into it, but I just saw a Reddit post that was like, y'all got to play Monster Sanctuary.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Is it? What?
So it's Pokemon meets Metroidvania.
Okay.
Like side scrolling.
Do you got to catch them all? I mean,
well, there's a bunch of monsters that you collect and
you
train
to fight.
They do your fighting, and then the fighting is turn based
combat,
and it'll be like you have a party of like six monsters on you, and you pick three to fight like each battle.
Okay.
And yeah, it's each different creature has certain weaknesses to certain elements.
Yep.
I mean, there's like grass, water, wind, and fire, I think.
Oh, okay. There's not like 15
maybe
different
Earth.
Types. Like
no,
like
there's not as many different
there's
types.
There's not a ghost and a...
right. Psychic.
psychic.
At least as far as I've made it so far, there's not.
Okay.
I mean, I've got, like 10 monsters captured.
Okay.
Not captured, because you kill them and then they drop an egg and then you hatch the egg and you raise it.
I see. Okay.
You're not capturing necessarily.
You don't,
one.
There's
you're,
not
you're
a,
like, you're stealing their eggs.
Right. There's
instead, I don't know if that's better.
Instead of throwing a Pokeball, you just take their eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But it's like the eggs then are like a random drop.
Right.
From the monster.
Oh, okay. So they don't always leave an egg.
They don't always.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, it seems like there's definitely a lot of depth to it that I haven't fully grasped yet.
Yeah.
I could see it possibly getting a little harder as you...
Is it...
And pretty deep and stuff.
Is there multiplayer? Like, could we battle our monsters together?
I think so. I think there's an area where you can go and do that.
Okay.
I haven't done it yet because I've just started and my monsters are all really weak.
Right. Not ready for online battles.
Not ready for online battles, no. but yeah, it's really cool. The graphics are sweet. The music's great.
Cool.
And yeah, you just
does it drink. Seem like it sounds kind of like what you know, like Pokemon really hasn't changed at all in like 20 years, you know, like even
right.
The brand new one for Switch is the exact same Pokemon that's come out for every system. And like, is this kind of what Pokemon should be or is
no,
okay.
Probably not.
Okay.
It's,
okay.
It's not. Yeah. It's not quite.
It's
the
not
same.
Okay.
In that regard, but
okay, cool. Monster
yeah, it is,
Sanctuary
it is really cool. Yeah, Monster Sanctuary. It is. I saw a post on it from I think the creators like months ago on Reddit, and was like, "Oh wow, this game looks really cool. I'll try to remember this." And then obviously totally forgot.
Yeah, totally
it.
Forgot.
And then it showed up on there. I was like, "Wait a minute, this is that game."
Yeah, that's so awesome when that happens.
This.
It's like, oh, it's already out. Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, like, I can see it being really good as I get deeper into it.
Cool. Awesome.
So yeah, I'll talk. I just started playing yesterday, so
okay.
I'm only a few hours in.
Yep.
So
yep.
I'll update you next week as I get further.
Excellent.
So what have you been playing your entire week?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Dicey Dungeons, which I talked about last week. It's fun. It is actually really challenging. It's very RNG based, and if you don't get the right stuff, you're pretty much fucked. And like you know, each different character has six episodes they can play, and each episode kind of twists the mechanics a little bit. And like the farther in you get, like the crazier it gets and the more fun it gets. Like it's very fun trying to figure out these challenges. Like how do I take what's available to me now and make this work? You know, like, I don't know. It's Dicey Dungeons is great. But as I was reading more about Dicey Dungeons, a lot of people were comparing it to this game called Slay the Spire. Which is like a card game. And so I bought Slay the Spire as well. And I've been playing that a lot too. And it is very fun. It's different than Dicey Dungeons. I mean, it's similar, but like Dicey Dungeons is a little more RNG based because each time you roll different dice and that's what you have to use, you know, like
right. In
Slay the Spire, you're like, you kind of get random cards sometimes, but like you're playing cards,
but your skill can get you through.
Yeah. Your skill can get you through. It's like, you gotta like, you know, it's kind of like magic or something where you like get different cards and each battle when you beat a battle, you get another card to add to your deck. And so like, you want to build decks that like all of a sudden you're just like doing crazy amounts of damage because like this card buffs this card and then this card makes these two cards like the best thing ever. Like, I don't know. It's really fun to try and figure that stuff out. So like Slay the Spire, I don't know. I can see myself putting a lot of time into it. I have not beaten it yet. I've not slayed the Spire one time, but,
yeah, I've looked at that game. I think it's on Games Pass. Yeah, or it was, maybe. I've seen it somewhere. I want to say that's where it was.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. I say it's worth a try if you like those kind of card games. Like, Slay the Spire is very reminiscent of, like, Hearthstone and Magic. You know, a little different because you're not, like, I don't think there's a way to fight each other. You know, there's no multiplayer. You just play against the computer, and there's like bosses, and there you go up this tower, and there's different paths you can choose. And, you know, sometimes there's an elite enemy which will drop better stuff, but they're harder, you know. And I don't know. It's cool. There's shops to buy new cards at. And yeah, I don't know. Slay the Spire is pretty fun. I've been having a lot of fun with it. Yeah. I'm into these kind of like turn-based card game things right now, like Dicey Dungeons and Slay the Spire. So
nice.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. Animal Crossing too. Jurek knows what I did this week. For the first time I cheated. Well, I did, but okay. I time traveled this week, revelers. For the first time in Animal Crossing ever for me, I time traveled because I wasn't going to be around at midnight to do the New Year's Eve event in game, right. And I wanted to see it. So I time traveled forward on New Year's Eve day. I traveled just within the same day. I went to midnight, did the thing, and then went back to the regular time. But it really ruined everything. All my turnips spoiled, like, and then my turnip prices were different than they were supposed to be, which screwed Jurek over. And like, because we sell turnips all the time. Like, I don't know. I'm never time traveling again. Like, yeah. Just not doing it. but I don't know. The New Year's Eve event was kind of cool. It was cute.
Yeah.
You know, cool. Like they had the big countdown timer in the square. And
Like I said, that's how we had it. The Switch just on the table in front of us with like the kickstand or whatever sitting up. And then both of us there watching that countdown while also waiting for Iron Man to save the day and
snap his fingers.
Nice. So, yeah, leading up the. And I. I'm Iron Man. Midnight.
Cool. but yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I've been playing a lot of those games.
Cool.
But this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble. whoops. There we go. I was not in the right thing. I was trying to play sound effects, and then I press the wrong button. Anyway, so for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Bring it on.
Here we go. Donkey Kong Country 3, Super Nintendo, question number one. Okay, what other non-Donkey Kong Nintendo character is referenced by name in this game?
By name?
By name.
I don't remember if it's Link. Okay.
That is correct.
I knew there was a Zelda reference. I guess then I was like, oh shit, do they actually say Link?
They do. It's Link. If you go to Bazaar's General Store and you buy a shell, you'll have the option to pay 2 coins to ask him about the castle in the background. And you can do that and he'll tell you about the castle. But if you decline to pay the 2 coins, he tells you this. He says, are you sure? Some cheeky lad called Link was just in last week and he was asked and he asked about the castle too. He didn't have enough coins, but he seemed such a nice fellow that I agreed to accept 500 rupees instead. After that, he left, muttering about my shells being the wrong shape or something. Oh, well. And that is a reference to Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, where you do collect seashells, and they look different than the ones in this game. Link makes a sort of cameo in this game.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question number two. One for one here, Drake. One for one.
One for one.
Question two. When you visit Wrinkly Kong's save cave, you can see her playing an N64. What game is she playing?
Presumably Super Mario 64.
That is correct.
Based on the music.
Yep, yep. It can be assumed she is playing Mario 64 because you can hear inside the castle wall or the Peach's castle theme playing in the background. So she's definitely playing Mario 64. Okay, and here we go. Two for two here, Drake. You're doing pretty good. Pretty good. Okay, question number three. Why does this game feature two completely different soundtracks?
This game does?
This game does feature two. Well,
on different systems.
Yes. But why?
Well, I think it was that this first one, when it came out on Super Nintendo, I guess I don't know exactly why. I know that people weren't super thrilled with the soundtrack. So then later when it was released on Game Boy Advance, in this one, as I'll get to, it was Evelyn Fisher and David Wise that did the composing, but mostly Evelyn Fisher. And then for the Game Boy Advance version, it was just David Wise.
Yes.
His sound is Donkey Kong Country.
Right. But really the reason there's two different soundtracks is because I'm going to actually... I guess I don't know
what the reasoning.
I'm going to give you 0.5 on that one because you got a lot of the details. One is the SNES soundtrack by Evelyn Fisher and David Wise. And the other is the GBA soundtrack only by David Wise, which you just said. So when they were porting the game to the Game Boy Advance, they were having trouble porting the soundtrack. Like, for some reason, it wasn't porting over like it should, and it wasn't sounding right. So they called David Wise back in to completely redo the whole thing. And while it is very good, the Game Boy Advance soundtrack is very good because it is David Wise. It apparently it's a little jarring in some levels because because some of the songs don't really match the levels that they're in. They're good songs, you know, but they're not, it's not like the right tone for a lot of the levels or something. I don't know. That's a complaint I read about, but,
I read that complaint about, I thought that was the complaint about this version.
Oh, maybe it was, maybe I mixed it up, but
And I had read that, like, it seemed like they were going to do that anyways, but their plan was actually to include both soundtracks. They couldn't fit them both, so they just went with David Wise's.
Yep, there was an attempt to include both soundtracks on the Game Boy Advance port, but the cartridge limitations, made it so they had to only use one. But really, it was like they couldn't get it to port over properly. I don't know the details of that, so I'm going to give you 0.5 on that one. You were like super close. Actually, I'm going to give you 0.75. Okay. So you get 2.75 out of 3 this week. I didn't quite get 100%, but pretty close.
Fair enough.
Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Donkey Kong Country 3 for the Super Nintendo?
I sure do. Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble, was released in 1996, developed by Rare, obviously, and published by Nintendo. The game's director was Tim Stamper, who was also like the head of Rare, like founder of Rare. I think he directed all of them.
Okay.
Donkey Kong Country games.
That seems right.
The composers, as we just said, are Evelyn Fisher and David Wise. But Evelyn Fisher did most of it for some reason in this case, from what I read.
Yeah, I think like David Wise is working on another game, right? He was like doing, you know, probably like Banjo-Kazooie or Donkey Kong 64.
But Evelyn Fisher, she had composed a couple. I think she was part of the team for Donkey Kong Country 1, but it was mostly David Wise.
Okay.
In that case, I think. And a few other Rare games, but also she has done voice work for Rare games. She is Pipsy the Mouse in Diddy Kong Racing.
Okay.
She voiced Joanna Dark
in Perfect Dark. Okay.
And a few other things.
Okay, so like I can't remember Perfect Dark.
I don't know that there's necessarily a ton of like straight up dialogue.
Yeah, I think it's just like
in all of them. a lot of them did seem like, okay, so you just made like sounds.
Grunt
like
noises.
I think she does even Dixie.
Oh, really?
In,
okay.
I think maybe this and the second one.
Okay.
Or
okay.
in something she definitely did. It said she did Dixie. So it just like grunts or like sounds of her jumping on things.
Cool.
So it has a little different sound than music than the previous two games.
A little bit, but it's pretty good. I mean,
it's definitely, you can identify it as Donkey Kong Country, but it's just slightly, there's just something slightly missing.
Yeah. Should we listen to some right now?
We should.
Let's do it. And we're back. Yeah, I mean, it's really good.
It's like, still definitely really good.
Yeah, like, yeah.
There's a couple songs with just like a walking bass line just kind of going through.
Yeah,
it,
yeah, pretty sweet.
Some horns and stuff around it.
I mean, yeah. I personally would dare say it is better than Donkey Kong Country 2, but I don't know. I mean, we all know my hatred for Donkey Kong Country 2.
Yeah,
but
you can't hate on the fucking music.
I know, the music is super
that
good. That's like
phenomenal music.
I know, and that's like the one thing I've always given it credit for. Like, I cannot deny that. But I don't know. This music is really good. Like,
oh yeah,
this poor game came out at the wrong time. Like,
it just, yeah,
it came out after the N64 was released, and like, yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of just left in the dust. And
well, it was
about.
Just like, why would I play this like 2D platformer when I can play something sweet like Mario 64?
I can play Mario 64.
Yeah, you know, polygons, y'all.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. What else we
but
got?
But otherwise, yeah, it's obviously the third game in the Donkey Kong Country series. You play as Dixie and her cousin Kitty Kong as you're trying to save Donkey and Diddy this time from King K. Rool.
I just don't understand why they didn't just make it Dixie and Donkey. Like,
yeah,
like,
I don't know why you had to invent a new character that basically does the same thing as Donkey.
Yeah, I know. Like, in Jurek pointed this out to me earlier today, and I never really thought about it before, but Donkey Kong is only a playable character in one out of the three Donkey Kong games on Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, that seems crazy to me.
Only the first one, and then he just gets captured twice in a row by King K. Rool.
And he's Donkey Kong. He wouldn't get captured. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
I can
believe
once,
it once.
Know,
yeah.
Fool me once.
Yeah, shame
on
you, me.
You.
No, fool me twice, shame on
me.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I don't know. I think Kitty should have been Donkey, and I think if it was Donkey, the game might have been received a little better.
Yeah. Probably should have just been Dixie, and like we had, you
like
know,
Dixie,
Donkey and Diddy, then Diddy and Dixie, and then let's have Dixie and Donkey.
Yeah, and Dixie could still be the main character, you know, like,
yeah,
like, or the, you know, player one or whatever. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but otherwise, yeah, it's mostly, you know, the same as the other ones. There's slight changes, especially when it comes to kind of like the overworld. Instead of just like you're in one world, now you move on to the next, then you move on to the next just automatically.
You follow the line.
You have to collect like parts to these different vehicles and stuff. And then you go to Funky and he like a hovercraft. Like, I think the first one you get is like a jet ski or something. And then you eventually, and that can take you so far in the overworld, and you travel around. I can't remember if it also makes it that you have slight options about which worlds to go to. I think you can possibly go out of order.
Okay. I think that's true.
Yeah. And then you get, yeah, different vehicles that traverse different terrain, essentially. Like, eventually, oh, you can only go so far right now with this first vehicle. So then you get the hovercraft, and you can go, like, up the waterfalls or over rocks or something. There's different, essentially, there's different artificial kind of blocks in the overworld that you need a different vehicle to get past.
Right, right. Cool.
And you find, like, vehicle parts and stuff.
Yeah, and there's, like, bears. Bears play a part in this game. I don't know. Yeah. You have, like, got to get bear coins or something. And
yeah,
like...
there's, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's rare. They love their collectibles.
No, this game is an ultimate collectathon. I mean, it's not quite the level of, like, Banjo-Kazooie, but.
Right.
Yeah.
This is kind of maybe them starting on, yeah. on the ridiculous amounts of collectibles.
Yeah, we need thousands of items, like Donkey Kong 64, where there's literally right. like 4,000 different things to collect. Yeah, maybe closer to 5,000.
Yeah, I don't remember what the number was.
It's something way up there. Well, cool. I guess should we move on and play this game?
We should.
Let's do it. But I think we better take a shot first.
Indeed.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm restocked on Jameson, revelers.
All right.
And I'm not shooting bullet bourbon this week, and it's just delightful. The Jameson shoots so much better than that bullet bourbon. That bullet yeah. bourbon is, I mean, it's delicious, but it's really a sipping whiskey. Okay, are we just doing this? Are we going to get into some Donkey Kong, whatever this one is, 3?
Donkey Kong Country 3.
Sweet. Let's do a two-player game.
Okay.
Two-player team or two-player, wait a minute. What are our options here?
Two-player
contest?
I think that's two-player team is where, but like if I'm Dixie and then I die, then you take control and you're Kitty. Whereas two-player contest is where both our own things and you take turns kind of Mario and like if you were playing Mario Brothers.
So
separately.
Which one should we do? Team probably?
Let's do team.
That way we don't have to play each level twice.
Yeah.
What's our name going to be? This isn't very important.
Nope.
Dixie. Oh, wait. How'd you do that?
Geez.
You just made it
know.
Say Dixie.
I selected okay, and it just automatically did Dixie.
And I'm
Dixie
Kitty.
And Kitty.
Dixie
I guess.
And Kitty. Okay. Cool. Oh, Dixie's just swimming in the big ocean here. She is. Some kind of water thing. Wrinkly Save Cave.
You just made us go right in there. Yeah, it's our N64.
Yep. I do not hear the thing, but she's not playing it right now because I think this is just
maybe that's the
first.
Later on.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah. It's just starting us off.
Funky's Rentals.
We're going to Funky's Rentals here.
He'll tell us what we need here. Motorboat.
He's got a motorboat for us to begin with.
Oh, I see. Oh, and he gives you
motorboat and son of a bitch.
Oh, you motorboat and son of a bitch. Funky Kong. Is Kitty like Funky's kid or something? Why did Funky just give us Kitty?
I don't know.
We should have been reading the dialogue.
Yeah.
What? Lake Orangatanga. Lakeside Limbo. Here we go.
Lakeside Limbo.
This is exciting. This game is beautiful looking. It's like super colorful. It feels like, I, you know, Donkey Kong Country 2 is what it is, but... but
you mean...
Yes.
Damn near perfect.
Yeah, it's super good. I get it. However, the colors always seem muted to me. And like this one, they seem more vibrant. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Even in Donkey Kong Country 1 is the same way. They're like, they're kind of muted or something. I don't know. They're like, I wish I could play at the same time. Co-op play.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You got to use your hair jumpy. Oh, yay.
There we go.
I assume she had it. I don't.
Yes,
I don't know.
Of course she does. That's her like defining
her
characteristic.
Signature move. Apparently, we just got a Kong O, and apparently there is in for some reason in a lot of U.S. copies of this game, there's one level where the Kong G does just for some reason just doesn't appear. It's like some weird glitch. And I don't think they've ever really figured out why that is.
Oh, Here you go.
Oh, here we go. Okay. How do I? You know. There we go. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh,
rocking
I mean,
in his kitty.
Kitty is freaking Donkey. Like,
he's just Donkey.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why? I would have much rather been Donkey. Oh, yeah. We got this cool right, elephant.
Cute
oh,
little
my
elephant.
God. You can pick up barrels.
Yeah, but I think you can also, like, suck up water and shoot it
and
or something.
Shoot it. Oh, cool. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, oh,
maybe
no elephants
this
beyond this point.
Nope. No elephants allowed.
Oh, and it's not like Donkey Kong 2 where you have to jump on the at the end of the level, you don't jump on the scale or whatever and try and get the cool thing. You just it's just like a flag like Mario 1 or something. Oh, and we switch. So I beat that level and now it's you again. Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, yeah. I think I might sink some time into this game. I never really have. I mean, I've played it before, but
it gets just kind of forgotten or neglected in the Donkey Kong Country.
Just because 2 is
world.
So good.
Because 2 is so good. And yeah, like we said, this one came out just at a bad time.
Yeah, it was. I think it came out only like 2 months or something after the N64 was released. And like our article I read was like, why would... when this game came out, like, why would kids want to play this when they could play something cool like Mario 64 or Tomb Raider on PlayStation or something, you know, this was just a platformer, you know, more of the same old, you know, but
this was now at the point where people were, like, what? I'm not going to play in a 2D bullshit platformer.
Yeah. Where's the thing? Oh, it's over here.
Got to go back.
We got some. We, what is that?
We got some bonus coins.
What do we do with bonus coins?
I don't remember in this game.
Okay.
This is definitely the Donkey Kong Country game that I know the least.
The least. Well, yeah. The first one I can probably run through with my eyes closed.
Yeah. The first one I know really well. Second one I also know really well because I've just played them so much.
Yeah.
This one I don't think I ever owned this one either. My neighbor, when we were younger, owned it.
Had this
one? And yeah.
Okay.
So I played it a little bit when I was younger. And then I don't know when I must have borrowed it from him to beat it.
To beat it, yeah. I feel like I rented it once. Back when that was a thing. Oh, here we go. There we go. Oh, God. Get out of there, kitty. What are you doing? Bonus.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Find the coin. Here we go. I do not like Kitty. I wish they, like, if they were going to use... Yeah, I'm dead.
well, you just failed.
Oh, yeah, I just failed the bonus. Like, if they were going to use a different Kong, like, that's fine, but am I going... Which way am I going?
Yeah, this way.
This way.
Unless you want to go back and try that bonus again. I don't know if you can, but
no,
I don't think it matters.
I don't want to. On. Yeah. Like, they shouldn't have made him Kitty. Like, oh.
You got to hold on to that bar though. Go back.
Oh, I do.
That opens the door above you.
Oh,
so now you gotta be quick because it's slowly closing right now.
I see.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Yeah, there's little in this second level, and I think it's a mechanic throughout the game occasionally, is that there's these doors that wind up, like you have to hold a bar somewhere else and it'll open the door, but then that door is slowly closing from the second you let go of the bar.
So you gotta get there quick.
Yep.
Like this bar.
So you also
got
to...
I was too fast.
You also got to pay attention to these mechanical...
These bees. They're like razor bees. Bees. The Snapchat filter. The bee Snapchat filter was the best one.
It was the best one.
Do you Snapchat anymore, Drake?
No, I haven't looked at Snapchat in
I don't even have it anymore. I used to, but... Nope. And I never did it anyway. Like, I was like, nothing is like, all these Snapchats I get from people are the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like, why do I care about this? I mean, not all of them. Sometimes we were bees and it was cool.
Yeah. It was always cool when we were bees.
When we were bees.
Oh, God.
You did the exact
again.
Same thing. Come on.
And I really wish I always keep looking for the Super Nintendo controllers for the Switch.
Oh,
always fucking sold out. Why does Nintendo do this to us?
I will keep my eyes open too. And like, if I see them, I'm just going to buy one.
Yeah, I'll pay you for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't even care. Like, I'll buy you one, Jerick.
I just really want a Super Nintendo controller for the Switch, but every time I look, they're fucking sold out.
Whew, that was intense.
Nintendo's the worst at just making enough of something.
I know. Like, obviously, hundreds of millions, well, maybe not hundreds of millions, but millions of people are going to want these things. You know? Like,
give me a Super Nintendo controller.
Also, like, what's your problem, Nintendo? Do you hate money? Like,
I know.
If you make more of them, If you make more of them, you can get more money. Yeah. You know, like, people
will give you the $30 that it costs.
Oh, come on. This is what I hate about Donkey Kong Country. The hit detection is bullshit. It's like too loosey-goosey for my tastes. Like, it's like I was nowhere near that thing, but it killed me. Ugh. Anyway, level 2 apparently is the hardest level in any game. So
yep, no one's ever made it past level 2.
This is it. Like, goodness. Maybe we should switch and like I should do this first part that you haven't done or that I haven't done and all once right, we get to the okay, great. And now once we get up here where you always die, it's literally right here.
I know. I mean, I think it saves that we.
Oh, that we did it. So we don't have to do it again. Maybe. Okay, well then.
I don't know.
Whoops. Oh.
Press select.
In Donkey Kong 1, it's A to tag. But there was no, like, throwing mechanics in that game, right? Like, in the first one, you don't ever throw Diddy and stuff.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think that was in the second one where you could put.
I feel like it was always still select, though.
No, I think it's A. Because I always instinctively press A, and the first one is definitely the one I know the most.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Got to make it past this B.
Oh, you did it.
Go, go, go.
And we got the G.
Oh, my God. Kong. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, that was so close. Oof. These freaking razor bees are scary. They're like, they move at an odd speed. It's like they're a little slow, so they, oh, my God.
I don't know. Yeah, that one's weird there.
Throw me up there. And can I get on there? Nope. All right. Well, I think you're just going to have to go for it. There we go. Now jump. Yes. All right,
there we go.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. Oh. Oh, my God. We're falling. Oh, my God.
I should have just been like hair hovering that whole way. But
oh, hair hovering.
Helicoptering.
Take your shirt off. Twist it around your head. Spin it like a helicopter.
I was also trying to think. I was like, how does that song go? you got it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in control now.
Oh, okay. That song was what? Petey Pablo? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go.
That way. You're going the right way.
Oh, it's this cave right here.
This is cave. This
is save. Oh, this is Wrinkly's save cave. I see. Okay. Oh, see, now she's playing. And yeah, it is. Had to take off the old headphones for a second. But yes, I would like to save my game. You know what's delightful about Donkey Kong Country 3 here is they don't charge you to save your game like in Donkey Kong Country 2.
They don't have those banana coins.
I know. It's golden. It's amazing.
You get a free first save in Donkey Kong Country 2.
Oops, I'm going the wrong way. Okay. You do, but...
Now you got to swim.
Oh, I can swim wherever I want to go here. I see. So what's this? Barnacles Island. Who's that? Is this a level or is this?
I don't think it's a level.
It's this guy.
I don't remember. There's four things to collect or something. I don't remember.
Oh, this is his shell collection.
I used to be a scuba diver, but I've given it up. I just take it easy here at home now. Okay, later, dude.
All right. Did you press something there? Or?
No.
Oh,
me
neither.
That was just all he has to say.
Is this like flag, this K flag? Is that where
I
got to go?
That's the next level.
Okay. Tidal Trouble.
Tidal Trouble.
Oh, this sounds tough. This sounds like a swimming level. Nope, maybe not.
No.
Uh-oh.
I thought maybe it would be too.
How do we get up there?
Throw me.
Oh. Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh,
now
and then
pick
I...
that up. And now you got to... You got to jump up and throw that over this guy, and it'll hit him in the back.
Oh, I
or
like,
you just completely fuck up like that.
Well, that was my bad.
Where or the other?
I was holding Y, and if you let go of it, you throw the barrel. And I accidentally let go. Oh, my God. Here we go. Tidal Trouble. Oh, I see. Does the water raise and lower, or are there, like, sharks that come? Oh, you can't.
You can't jump.
Oh, you
platforms.
Can't jump through platforms. That's actually,
or at least those ones.
Crazy.
I think some you still maybe can. It just not when they don't want you to. I guess.
I guess not. Is this guy going to come back to? Oh my God. Oh. All right.
Well. I'm not sure if he was gonna
come back to life.
You
like,
hold him long enough.
Yeah, there's these guys in barrels, and like, if you kill them, you can grab their barrel. But
much like in the second one, yeah, had guys like that.
Yep. Oh, bonus over there. Can you get it? Seems pretty risky.
Nope. I just swam right into the fish. Fucking... I swear, I was right at the top, right where I needed to be to like jump over it. And
yeah. Just hit him. Oh, I see. It's my turn again. Okay.
Now it's you because I died.
I see.
I was the last one to die.
Okay. Oh, now we can't get that thing.
Oh, no. You need me to get up there.
I do. Okay.
Which
that's
I'm
okay.
Probably.
I think you're around here somewhere. Yeah, I feel like they don't ever let you go too long without the other one.
No, generally not.
Oh, yeah, you're right there.
But, I mean, we don't need to go all the way back right now. Oh, God. I was like, you're totally going to get hit by that bee.
Kitty like has no jump. I don't like it. Like he can't. I don't know. He's clunky. He should be donkey.
He should be.
But he's not, and it's terribly noticeable.
He should just be donkey.
He should
Kitty,
just be donkey.
Kitty was always a stupid character.
Like everybody after the first Donkey Kong and the second, you know, everybody loves Diddy. Diddy is a beloved character.
Yeah, Diddy's great.
Yeah, and like I would have felt the same. You know, like, oh, we need to go save Diddy as I do in like, oh, we need to go save Donkey and Diddy, you know, like I would have felt the same need to do that.
No, I was going to get so there are these silver coins. I don't
know what they're for.
No, they're bear coins.
Oh, those are the bear coins. Okay, here we go.
We haven't gotten to a bear that wants coins yet.
No,
so we don't know what they're for yet. I don't remember.
Apparently there's one bear that's named. Oh, fuck. I saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah.
There's one bear named Bjorn. And apparently Bjorn in Sweden means bear.
Mm.
That was like, I was like looking up trivia and that was like some fact somebody had on a website. And I was like, really? That's the trivia? Like
that's the trivia. Like, I think I read that same thing.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So you might know where I go.
Not, and I think it was maybe just something that's
on
lots of bits of information.
Yeah. What is this bird?
Hit him, maybe? Yeah, hit him with that barrel.
Oh, yeah. He's blocking a letter.
They drop either letters or I think they have like coins.
Oh, I see tidal trouble. There's current.
Oh, there's a current to the water. I think that's what's been screwing me up.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that it's pushing me backwards.
I think it's been getting...
I don't think you can get up there.
I think it's been slightly... It's been increasing. The current has been increasing as the level goes on.
Okay.
Like, at first, it's not really there. But, okay, there we go. I got you.
All right.
Oh my God! This
We're
red
both together.
Like, what's with this clownfish? Oh, I see. He goes. Okay.
Go go go.
Okay. Okay.
Go,
here we go.
Go
here
go.
We go.
Get that G.
Got Kong.
Right.
We've spelled Kong. Oh my God! Red fish.
Oh God!
Fish.
Look out for red one fish, two fish.
Red
fish,
fish.
Blue fish.
Gonna kill you. Red fish gonna
red fish
fucking.
Gonna fucking
you're
up,
gonna
man.
Fuck you up. What do I do with this barrel?
I don't think that's how the children's rhyme went, but
I think it is. All right. Well, we beat a level. We're three levels in here.
All right.
So that's good. I think it's your turn now. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Skidda's Row.
Skidda's Row.
Down on Skid Row. Love fucking Little Shop of Horrors.
I think this is a reference to that I read.
I'm sure it is. It's Skidda's Row. It's although, oh, it's Skidda. It's Skid Row. Like, it's all icy and you skid.
Right. But I think the naming convention was still a reference to Little
Oh,
Shop.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. Down on Skid Row, although Skid Row is like, you know, just like the troubled part of town, or you know,
right,
the poor part of town, I guess.
Right.
I guess you'd say.
Bash the baddies.
Isn't it funny how our politicians think that $600 is what is what how much money poor people need?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, what does a banana cost, Michael? Like
$10? What could a banana cost? $10? And that's exactly what it feels like. Like, these people are so out of touch. But I guess your wife got her money already.
She got her Skrilla.
Your Skrilla? I ain't got my Skrilla yet.
No, I didn't as of earlier. Now okay, throw it behind him.
I got it.
The DK coins. Oh, you threw it too far.
It reappears. There we go.
Nailed them. Yeah, the DK coins are these little dudes with shields. I can't remember if it's always that same way. But these little guys wearing bucket helmets and holding the DK coin
as a shield.
And you have to throw a barrel or something behind them that will then bounce off the wall and hit them from behind. Because they always move their shield with wherever you're going. So you can't jump on them.
Oh my god, this level is intense.
Snow worlds are always
honestly in Donkey Kong Country 1, the only levels that give me trouble are a couple of the snow levels. The
snow world levels.
Yeah. Like the one where it's just like blizzarding crazy and it's like all barrels. Like that one is kind of tough. Or it's not even tough. It's just like frustrating. Like miss all the time. What's happening here? Oh my god, you're going so fast. This elevator is shooting us up. There we go.
You got lots of bananas there.
You did get lots of bananas. Oh, here we got
turning into
Ellie. I believe it's Ellie the elephant.
Ellie the elephant.
Yep. So she.
So how do I do things?
Ellie replaced Rambi. Rambi is not in this game. All the animals from Donkey Kong Country 2 are in this game except for Rambi, who got replaced by Ellie.
I think she's because she's an elephant.
Yeah,
she's afraid of the mice.
Oh,
so if I actually just walk up to one of these mice in the light, I think she like freaks out.
Oh, does she really? We should test that.
I'll test that.
There's got to be another rat or something coming up here. Yeah, get that guy. These springy bitches. Yep. Oh yeah, she does. Did she run away?
No, that was her.
Oh wow, she's scared of the mice. See, that's kind of a cool little fun detail. Oh no. But
okay. I assume that turns it to you.
Oh, yeah. It does. I see. Okay. Well.
So yeah. Look out for the mice. Elephants are afraid of mice.
They are. That makes sense. Oh.
I don't know
if
what
you're,
happened there.
I got scared and it jumped me, like, cause she jumps and then runs backwards. And I got scared and I jumped.
Bless you.
Oh my god, excuse me. I got scared and I jumped, but the mouse walked under me at that point and I landed on it because I wasn't in an actual attack animation, it didn't kill the mouse.
Yeah,
you know?
So I think it's when the mice are in the light here.
Okay.
It's like I can jump on them there in the dark.
Oh, it's when they're in the light. That makes sense.
And it didn't affect me at all.
And is this like, this is a level where you have to basically, you have to go through as Ellie, right? Like
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless there's some weird glitch or cheat
to get through.
Not be Ellie.
But. I mean, we should like see how speedrunners do it. But
god damn it!
Same exact guy.
I swear I jumped on him.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm not gonna do it this time.
Yeah, just be careful.
Okay.
Got him.
Oh, and the halfway barrel.
Point, apparently, of course.
Okay, do you think you can jump on a spiky bee?
I don't think so.
Maybe
you needed a barrel.
I think so. Oh, how about this barrel?
How about that barrel? Now you can probably jump on there.
How about them barrels? What's this? Is this a bonus level? Seems like it.
Yep,
bash the baddies. Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
You got this, man.
Ah!
I think you can. Can you shoot it upwards too?
Sort of.
A little bit.
A little. Oh shit!
You just got to time it right.
There we go.
Got him.
Get the coin. Oh my god! We got 5 B coins or bonus coins. I guess they are, right?
They are bonus coins.
Okay. Here we go. It's on now. Oh, there you are. I got you. Oh, I see what that little elephant down there is. That's our.
Yeah, it's your second.
It's like saying we have 2 players. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to go up here with this barrel. That seems like a
good thing to do. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to kill. Oh,
nope.
Just kidding.
Can't kill red bees.
Okay. It's you. Careful.
I was like, what is happening? Oh,
this is hard.
Damn rat.
I feel like you should go get that. Oh, I see.
That's what this was for.
I think you have to. Oh, Oh, you despawned it yourself. Yeah, don't. Yeah, there we go. You got to watch it the whole time.
No. All right.
Okay, we got the DK coin. Now bring this barrel and you got to throw it over the bee.
Yeah.
Like you can jump over the bee.
And hit the rat.
Yeah. I don't know. This game is kind of fun so far. I like it better than two, honestly, thus far. I mean, two really makes me mad.
I still don't know why.
It's just so frustrating.
It's
I don't know.
Really not.
I don't know. I just don't like it.
I knew
him. Oh,
I don't know why I
man.
Did that.
You jumped right into him.
I know.
That's okay. We got a halfway point on this one, I think.
Yeah, true.
What are we looking at time-wise here? Okay.
Well, let's just beat this first world.
Yeah, I think we could do that. I think.
But do you have a discussion question for us?
I do. I do.
I hear tell that you do.
I do. So my new lady friend had a discussion question for us. And I thought it was pretty good. Actually, she asked this question to me when we were talking about DuckTales. And she asked this question to me, and then I was like, oh, you know what? That'll be a really good discussion question for the podcast. Okay. So my hint to Jurek about this discussion question was Scrooge McDuck. And so basically, like Scrooge McDuck, he jumps into his pool of coins. If you could be in a swimming pool of any substance, what would it be?
Oh, God, your answer is gravy.
Yeah, well, you know it, baby. You know it. No, I mean, it should be gravy, but I think I can't do gravy because that's in my fingers already.
Yeah, and do you really want to swim in fucking gravy?
I mean, kind of.
I don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
like of
honestly,
any substance, like coins or you know, like it could be anything. Like I don't know.
I don't know if I would want to swim in anything other than water. Like
I don't know, but come on, like, but you've watched DuckTales, and every one of us have wanted to jump into that coin pool like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, but it would never. It's not. It doesn't work.
I know,
like
but
that.
Let's pretend it does, though.
It's going to work more like there's an episode of Family Guy where he Peter like,
oh, you can't. I see. You can't even. I thought
no,
like,
oh yeah, I think he gets scared. She gets scared no matter what.
Okay. All right.
I think
so
I need to,
you
got to
go back and get that barrel. Yeah.
Like there's an episode of Family Guy where Peter dives into the
thing
and it just like, he just splats and breaks like all of his bones. He's like, coins aren't liquid.
Yeah, so like, I don't know. I actually can't remember what my answer was when she asked me that question.
Hmm.
It was probably gravy, honestly.
I mean, I've always thought it would be interesting to be in like a pool of like Jell-O.
Yeah, Jell-O. See? And like, that's what I was thinking too. Like, you know, like, okay. Like think of like a ball pit. You know, like a ball pit is like jumping in a pool.
Nailed it.
So like what else could be like Jell-O, I guess. But like what would be kind of cool to be in? like how about like a pool of like what were those balls called? Oh, my God. They had like all the little frillies on them in the 90s.
Oh, Kush balls?
Kush balls. Kush? Squish. Kush ball. A Kush ball, yeah. Like a pool of Kush balls or something. Or like, it would feel so weird. It would be like, ooh. Wait, what's Swanky Sideshow? Should I go there?
I mean, if you want. I think it's just an optional. I don't know. I think it's, yeah.
Oh, we can play a game. Oh, this is what you use those coins for.
Mm.
Okay, well, let's go to Swanky's tent.
At least one of the things. I think it's little, yeah, it's little like mini games or something. Go play game.
Oh, I
there,
see.
Right there.
Oh, I see. That's weird. Okay. Head-to-head, race to 25, or endurance? What do we want to do?
I don't know.
Let's do
head-to-head.
Okay, here we go.
It's a throwing game.
Oh, my God. So have you reached the bonus game, man? I'm playing against Cranky?
You're playing against Cranky.
Okay. Now you've got to beat yours truly if you want to win any prizes, okay? Oh,
see,
my God.
I
have no idea what to
do. You press a button. You get lined up and press, yeah, and you got to hit the target.
I'm terrible at this game.
There you go. You hit one, hit two. All right, no, I thought you had that one.
Oh, I lose.
You lose.
My vape these days is in bad shape. Uh-oh. I promise I don't already? Have COVID. Yeah. Well, it's just. Okay, here we go. All is right. this the boss?
This is the boss.
Belch's Barn. Okay, here we go. Belch's Barn. Oh, and we're like actually doing pretty good time wise here.
Yeah, if we
wait, why this, is there no barrel for you
go
here?
Down, I'll be right there. Go through.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I try this boss? Oh yeah. My God.
No, try it. You gotta jump on that. Jump on. No.
Oh, I see.
Only once. Jump on the beetle once.
Throw him in the thing. Up, oh God.
Throw him in the mouth.
You really see the hit detection? It's the hit detection. Yes.
Now
he's
he'll
in
burp
there.
And go backwards, and you got to do it enough to push him off the ledge
oh.
behind him before he pushes you off the front ledge.
I see. Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, we're crushing this barrel.
It's a barrel with like teeth and stuff, and he spits other smaller barrels out at you that all have a bug inside of them.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, I killed it though.
Yeah, it's hard. Like you have to really jump away from it. You have to really like make a conscious effort to jump away from it. Otherwise, you'll just kill it. Oh man, you're having trouble. It's Dixie has more trouble
with her hair. It's you gotta get just the right height to throw the damn beetle into his mouth. All right, here comes another one. Get it? No,
you can't get any of them.
I got one of. Oh, but now I'm just killing the beetles. All
here
right.
Oh, here we go. Oh, my God. Kate, what if you stand on the ground and don't jump?
No, I think you have to jump a little bit. Because I've even done it in the air and I hit the bottom, bottom lip.
Okay. Oh, now you're crushing it, Drake. Right. You are
just gotta,
crushing
just
it.
Just got to, figure out that timing.
Yeah. How many more do you think we got? Like one or two here? Gotta be. Oh, man. Oh, wrong timing. His teeth got you. His teeth, gotcha. There we go.
Right, there we go.
Okay. He's right there.
He's right
one
on the
one
edge.
More. One more will do it. I think. Oh, yeah. It's in.
Go off the edge. Go.
Oh, one more. Oh, my God. He's like teetering.
Hanging on by a thread. Okay. I got it. I thought I missed that one for sure.
Nice. We
got
did
him,
it.
And goodbye, whatever your name was. Barrel Man.
Barrel Man. Belcha. Belka?
Yeah.
Belcha? Belcha's
Barn.
Belcha's
Barn.
And then we get cannoned back to the beginning of this level, and we go back out. Lake Orangatanga is complete.
Done.
We did it. Oh, my God. I'm going to giving us coins for that
one.
We beat a whole world and in, regular time. Like, it didn't take, too long. Well, I think, I don't have one poured. Should we move on to, final shots for
or
final
first
thoughts?
Impressions?
Oh yeah. Final shots because for first impressions.
I think Revelers stick with us. I think we're going to do this again, the same game again next week.
Next week. This will be a two-parter.
We only beat the first level. And as we kind of talked about this one,
there's like some other mechanics.
It up a bit. We gotta be able to explore the world a little bit in other vehicles. So, I mean, I can play, or if you are interested in playing it.
God damn it! I got whiskey.
Did you spill whiskey everywhere?
Everywhere, like it's all over my sock. God, we're doing
just
great.
Light it on fire.
We're doing great here tonight, everyone. Just great.
I mean,
okay.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, you're doing good. You get a gold
star. I don't
know
what your problem is.
Me neither. I just bobbled my whiskey and now my socks are wet and they smell like whiskey. I should not go driving in these socks.
Were you planning on going driving tonight?
Yeah, I was going to do a bunch of driving tonight.
That's fair. After drinking
after,
some beers
yeah,
and taking three shots
three
of whiskey.
Three shots of whiskey in an hour.
Driving.
That's how we do it around here, you know?
We tell the other revelers not to drink and drive.
And I will not be drinking while driving, just drinking before driving.
That's
I'm just kidding. I don't even want to joke about that. I know. I do not condone drinking and driving, nor do I drink and drive. Like, back in the day, I made some stupid decisions, you know? But, it turned out okay, but it could not have very easily.
Yes.
I do not condone that nonsense.
No.
Anyway,
nobody does.
It's time for... Wait a minute. Here we go. It's time for final shots for final thoughts.
Final shots for first impressions.
Final shots for first impressions.
I mean, not really first impressions because we both played the game before.
But
whatever. Let's take a shot.
Anyway, here we go. If you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Ah, all right. Oh man, that Jameson is so much easier to shoot than fucking, I don't know, bullet bourbon.
No doubt. I mean, I can go for some bullet bourbon, but
I got some over here. Okay, let's see. First impressions. Like, what do we think of this game? I mean, so far, I love it. I love it better than Donkey Kong Country 2.
I mean, it's no Donkey Kong Country 2.
I don't know. It's just so colorful. I like the colors. Like, it.
I don't really think it's any more colorful than
I do.
I think they're all fairly colorful.
I think they're not, though. If, like, you look at this one and then go to 1 and 2, you'll be like, oh, yeah, those colors are, like, they're, like, I mean, it's colorful. Don't get me wrong, but it's, like, they're, like, muted colors. It's not, like, bright, vibrant colors. You know? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're all fairly colorful.
I don't think they're as colorful as this. I'll tell you that much. I think this is the most colorful one, and I love it.
Okay. I mean, yes, it's definitely a very good game. All the Donkey Kong Country games are great.
They are.
Yeah, see, I go up to that little beach up top. No, up higher.
I know. I'm trying to do it with one hand, and I can't. Okay. I do not know how to control this.
I know there's, like, a secret there. I don't know if you can just... Now I think you can... There you go. Yep.
Bounty Beach.
I couldn't remember if you needed something to blow it open. Oh, this...
What is happening?
Simon.
Oh. Oh, so, A, B. We did it.
That's how you get these, bird things. Oh. That's what. And now I think you have that bird, and there will be other worlds, little hidden areas like that to do Simon. And now if you were to go back to that first guy, I think.
What first
guy? No, I mean, if you go back to the world we were just in.
Oh.
There was that guy with the bird in a cage.
Oh.
And you, as you collect, like, go here, and the guy in the middle island.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think it'll, there, he gets more birds or something.
Here we go. Barnacles Island.
Maybe not.
No, he has a bird. Yes, I used to be. Yeah, nothing. Huh, nothing.
Maybe that wasn't it.
I don't know.
It's something to do with these birds.
Well, maybe we'll figure it out next time. But yeah, first impressions, this game is awesome. You know,
yeah, it's great.
I don't know. It's like
it's the
black
least
sheep
respected of the Donkey Kong Country games, but it's still fantastic.
It is great. I will stand by my opinion that Kitty Kong sucks.
Right, and I think that was a lot of people's opinions, and I think that's a lot of the reason people didn't like it as well, is that Kitty Kong kind of sucks, and it shouldn't be Kitty Kong. It should be Donkey Kong. Why it's not is stupid, and I don't.
Stupid.
There's no reasoning.
Right.
The games are called Donkey Kong Country, but you never get to you play Donkey Kong in one game. Freaking game.
And that game, what, takes an hour to beat? Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You play as him again, then, you know, later on in other ones. You know, Tropical Freeze was great.
Yes, it was.
And there's what, Donkey Kong Country Returns on the Wii?
Yeah, I've not played that one.
I played that. That was good.
Okay. Tropical Freeze
is really good.
Tropical Freeze is amazing. Like, I really enjoyed that game.
But that one, you have, like, what, 5 different characters you can play as?
Yes, something like that. And Kitty is not a single one of them.
Nope.
Which is sweet. I mean, indeed. I think it's what? It's Diddy, Dixie, Donkey, and
Cranky. I think he pogos on.
Yeah,
his,
is there one more? Can you?
Stick.
Oh, you can. There's Funky Mode where you can be funky.
Yeah,
it's super easy. But I think there's one more, isn't there?
There might be.
No, but
it's also
not,
just none of the. You
it would
know,
be like
tiny,
lanky.
No, because Donkey 64. That's like the only one only game they ever appear in. I think is Donkey Kong 64.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Kitty, I think too, is only in this game. You know, like,
yeah. I think because people didn't like him.
Yep. I never minded like tiny, lanky, and chunky Kong in Donkey Kong 64.
Don't like 64. So.
Oh, I like that game. I don't know. Yeah. It's fun.
I mean, like I said, I didn't honestly give it much of a fair chance. Maybe. Oh, we were supposed to pick games for each other.
Oh my God, we were, and I didn't send you my list.
You never sent me the list.
Okay, I have a question about that, and so we'll do it next week. But are we only doing NES games?
No, I think it can be like,
okay, you have a list of NES games,
right?
I do. Okay. But I only have a list of NES games.
I mean, even if you can search online and if there's a game that's like, what if it's under $20 or $30?
Okay.
I would be willing to. Because I was looking through earlier for just kind of like obscure SNES games, and I found one. And I was like, oh, that looks really cool. I'd play that. And it was like, oh, it's like $90 to $130.
What game was it, if you don't mind me asking?
It was like Skyforce or something, I think it was called.
Oh, interesting. Okay, okay.
It was a game I've never heard of. It's like some platformer, but it seemed really cool and really fun. But it's because it's a really obscure game and a more rare game and nobody played it.
I mean, that's probably it. Like, nobody bought it. Or it came out like at the end of the NES or something. Or Super Nintendo, I mean.
Right. But I mean, I have.
Yeah, what do you have?
I have the Retron, so I can play Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega.
Okay, and remind me of what.
And
our,
I have a 64.
So we were just going to pick. Like, we're going
to
each
pick. I think
we
were trying
to
pick a game that neither of us has ever played.
Okay,
and you're supposed to
you're
beat
supposed
it.
To beat it, and like it should,
but
be
it shouldn't
doable.
Be. Don't pick a game that like, oh, you've never heard of this because no one's ever beaten it.
Right, right.
I mean, obviously, every game in the world has been beaten.
Yeah, I mean that's probably not true, but
well, every think? Game on these, every game produced for one of these major systems,
yes.
I'm sure has been beaten by somebody
because they had to have been beatable,
right?
Like.
But I mean, don't intentionally pick something that's gonna. You know.
I'm gonna choose Ghosts and Goblins.
Right. Let's not do that. And I've
and you
played
have
that,
to.
So.
You have to beat both quests.
But
I'm
maybe,
just kidding.
Yeah, try to find something a little obscure that maybe even most people haven't heard of,
okay.
or something.
Okay. And same thing. I'll buy a game too. If you like, let's just pick games and.
Yeah, just pick a game. I mean, you know, if you, I mean, odds are if it's a pretty obscure game, I have not played it, so
right
but look into it and make sure it's not something that's impossible to beat.
Yeah, and like I've probably played a lot of them, but like only for like 2 minutes, you know, like right. I've tried it on an emulator or something. Anyway, let's see. I think I don't know, Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Donkey Kong Country 3, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt. And early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at @RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet, email us. We'd love some discussion questions, y'all. We always want discussion questions.
I'm gonna swim in Jello.
Yeah. Oh God, I didn't choose anything. Oh, Kush balls.
I mean, I don't.
I'm
think
gonna
I
say
can,
Kush balls.
I don't think I can really swim in it, but I kind of just want a big pool filled with Jello. A pool that I can touch, though.
Oh,
the bottom.
So you don't want to drown?
Because I feel like if I jump into like 10 feet of Jello, I'm gonna die.
You are gonna die, but
because I don't know how if you can necessarily swim up to the surface.
But let's just pretend
a pool full of Jello
in whatever's in your pool. You can swim in it, like, and you can, you know, so like,
I think
a
we gotta play by the
balls.
Rules of the physics of the thing.
I mean, I'm playing by DuckTales physics, you know, okay. Like Scrooge McDuck swims in a freaking pool of coins, you know,
right.
Like in his vault.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm going to say Kush balls
okay.
with the little frillies. That seems pretty weird. I don't know. Kind of cool. I don't know. It feels like it'd feel funky.
Yeah.
yeah, but discussion questions we would love. Let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts. Hard to say if any of them have ratings other than Apple Podcasts.
No one knows.
Yep. I think that's about it for this week, though, Drake.
Indeed.
Do you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, hovercrafters.
Game on, hovercrafters. Yes, we did it, Drake. That was a good one.
Indeed.
I don't know. I thought it was a good one.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It is a good game.